Okay, we got everybody? 94. I think we're still a few off unless people just faded and went off into cyberland. Threes. Oh, Francine, you're still working on that group? You think
Yeah.
they're in?
I just
Okay.
picked.
Well, let's get started. First of all, I just want to say, amazing weekend. I just like people went so deep, and I actually just got I got my last little thing with the third year, so I get to watch the whole progression, sort of coming through and where people are. And OMG, you know, it's like the whole goal of this program is to live a heart-centered life. And I know that we don't talk about that, we don't do that. We really talk about all the elements of what you have to do, and you know, we talked about at the you know, at the on the beginning of the weekend, you know, what mastery is and what how it works, and you know, it's just basically all the you know, master the different parts of your life, loving your body, loving you know, and balancing your emotions, connecting with the emotions that come from your soul, you know, having the values and tell you how who you want to be with and what type of things you want to support yourself in your life and what you want to do, and then of course one of your big values are going to be friendship and intimacy and closeness and the things that you do here, and all these things are things that you get on these weekends, and then of course relationships and who do you want to have in your life, and then once you figure out how to operate in these relationships, then it's like, oh well, isn't that what I want to do in my work? I don't have a work that isn't like what I love to do in relationships. And then finally the last piece of it is where you are able to sort of see your spiritual path. And anyway, so I just wanted to say, I just after watching this weekend, I'm like, wow, every year has just killed it as far as you know where you've come and how you've taken the material and really applied it to your life. And I just want to also, you know, really honor, and there's no way to sort of get them all up standing. Maybe they could stand up or shake their hands, but the teachers have been so amazing. You know, teachers are, you know, have just been so supportive and amazing, and I'm, you know. So thank you. And I do have a little presentation here to finish us up. And just to sort of wrap up what we've done, acknowledge everything that we've done here. And uh-oh, that's not what I wanted to do. There we go. So just going way back to the first class, you know, I said, if you radically shift your attention and energy this year, will you be willing to radically transform your life, your career, your relationships? Okay, and your health. And I mean, you got to just ask yourself, did you do that? Because we gave you the shift, and so many of you just like leaped on it and were like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. And your life has changed, your career has changed, your relationships have changed, and your health has changed. Even if you haven't changed where you live or changed your job or changed your relationships, and you know, and your health is, you know, maybe you're still at the same weight, but the energy you have in there is different, and that radically changes things for you. So the other thing I also said is, if all goes well, this class will not be anything like you imagined it to be. And I hope for all of you, it has been. It has been something that you couldn't even have imagined happening. And that's really like the essence of spiritual work. If you can imagine what it would be like, you know, just sort of like, that's why I'm doing this. As soon as you know why you're doing something, don't do it. Right? If there's a good rational reason for doing something because you've already figured it out, it means that it won't be a spiritual transformation. And when you do have a spiritual transformation, you're always like, Jesus, I didn't expect that. So this is huge. This is like the big step. And then we talked about it's not gonna be anything like you imagine it to be. It'll be an adventure in uncharted territory. And it's funny, one of the last people that spoke in the third year was saying she had the vision of being on a paddleboard, just floating all the way out in the middle of the ocean. And you know, and literally, when you are comfortable with uncertainty, comfortable with sort of like, I have no idea what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be my life. You know, that's when you've shifted from your goals being outside to goals being inside. So I don't know why this isn't behaving, but maybe I can get it to behave now. And then, you know, just basically understanding that what we're doing is we're kind of the anti-school school and always have been, because I didn't like school. I always thought that the way you program people to believe that there's an answer that somebody else has to come up with, and then you have to program yourself to believe what they believe, that's not learning at all. You know, deprogramming you from that daily conditioning of thinking that somehow there's an answer and I don't know it, you of course know the answer. So understanding that mental training is first, is to think first and try to avoid any complex emotions, and becoming a rich expert is that's never surprised by life and contributes almost nothing to humanity. That is the goal in the world right now. That is actually the goal. If I become a rich expert that never actually contributes anything to humanity, but has that status, that's somehow what the mind has created. And it's a very sad thing, because spiritual training is letting the complex emotions and feelings be the source of new experiences that accelerate consciousness and expanded consciousness and mastery in the world, and the mastery of these energies that we were talking about, and really making a difference in the world is the result. You make a huge difference in the world, even if you're not that super rich expert. I want you to think about, so we're the Life Mastery Training Program. What we were talking about just there, about what is it that you really need to master? Once you've got this balance, so the key with mastery is that it's a balance. It's a balance between the four dimensions that we teach, which are the body, the chakras, the life purpose, and the soul. And when they are being developed in balance, you can create anything, heal anything, live as long as you want, love till you melt, expect to see a miracle of your own creation every day, and be pleasantly surprised by all of life. And the last one is really my favorite, even though all the other ones are amazing. It's so often we get up and we just sort of expect life to be a certain way and we see it that way. But if you get up like a child and it's just like, and you're not really, you know, you're expecting a miracle to happen. Children are always thinking, is it Christmas today? And then they're sort of like, pleasantly surprised by it. It's like, oh, this happened, or oh, look, a doggy, or look, you know, hey, there's a turtle crossing the road, or there's something like that. Where as adults, we're just like so blinders on to avoid that. If you've become more of that in this program, I've done my job. And so these are the things that, you know, these are the miracles that you need to do. Love fearlessly. Show yourself fearlessly. And this is what I've seen all this weekend. Thank you, all of you. This list is what I've been watching every person share in the room, which is love fearlessly, show yourself fearlessly, ask for your needs fearlessly, shine fearlessly, do your inner work fearlessly, show your big why fearlessly, and hide nothing and hold nothing back. And I gotta say, I will call you out on it when you're mailing it in. I so call you out on it. I was absolutely floored this weekend. Not a person. Every person that shared was totally bringing it on. So I so appreciate that. And this is I've got a couple little videos, and then we're just going to dance and you know, yeah, we can have a little sharing. But I wanted to show you the before and after shots of the third year students. And just wanted to share with everybody this first.
Tell your soul to me, I will never let go. So one day you'll say to me,
I love my life.
Hey, can everybody who's not a third year student just unmute yourself and say, woo, third year. Woo! Okay. All right, now you can remute yourself. Now this is gonna be fun right now. I just wanna, many of you stepped up to the challenge that I had set out last week, and I so appreciate it. And Archana was totally in the lead on this all the way, and I just wanted to honor this. So I hope everybody can hear what's going on these things. So I just want you to enjoy. This is just plain fun.
I love me. I love me. I don't know about you, but baby, I love me.
Now everybody say, yeah.
Oh, I love me. I love me.
They gon' say all kinds of things. They'll make jokes about my name. They gon' try to clip my wings, but I'm gon' fly. Try to play me like a game.
I'll be fine. And you can tell by the way I talk. And you can tell by the way
Great or what?
Fabulous.
Woo! Oh my God.
Great.
OMG. Let me stop the sharing here. I just want to see everybody. Great. So I know some of you posted today, like you put some things in and we didn't get them in there. We'll try to add them in. I had my video guy put all that stuff together. So much fun. That was like, so when I say, hey, I want you guys to post out there, do it. And it was so great. And you know, obviously I think Lydia won the prize for the best dance, but everybody, that was awesome. And Archana, I love the beginning, how you sort of did that. That's your true essence right there, Archana. So everybody, thank you for contributing to all that and having some fun. And great way to finish off the year. So what I'd like to do is, we're just going to finish with I want to dance and then, I don't know. Let me get this here. Oops. Oh, there we go. That goes like that. This goes like this. Okay. All right. So I'm going to put this on. I want to see everybody. And then now you're going to get to dance to that song rather than just watch it. Okay. So let's do the I Love Me song, because that's really where we're at here. Everybody up. Let's have some fun. Uh-oh. Turned down too much. Here we go. All right, everybody. Here's our end of the year dance.
We don't hear it.
You can't hear it?
No, nope.
Can't.
Oh, all right, hang on. That's not good. It should have been on. Well, I'll try just my screen noise. All right. Try it again. Tell me if it work, if it's working now.
Yeah. Or higher volume.
Oh, it's coming.
Higher volume.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I love me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love me. I don't know about you. But baby, I love me. Now everybody say it.
Jokes about my name. They gon' try to clip my wings, but I'm gon' fly. They'll try to play me like a game. I bet they're too scared of the fame. But I can see it clear when I'm looking in the mirror, saying, God, baby, just wait.
I love me. I love me. I don't know about you, but baby, I love me.
Now everybody say,
I love all y'all, but love me the most.
Go raise a glass, give yourself a toast. I love all y'all, but love me the most. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. I love all y'all,
but I love me.
I love me.
I love me.
I love me.
I don't know about you.
I don't know about you.
Baby, I love.
If you're wondering what it's like to be in the Reese Thomas Institute,
that was the other thing we were doing. Okay.
That would be perfectly said with a picture of you lecturing to the unicorn.
Hey, I own that unicorn. That unicorn is that unicorn watches me all the time. It's my biggest fan. All right. So I just we're wrapping up here. I would like the each of the lead teachers to just to sort of unmute yourself and just kind of, you know, just share, just say, I mean, I you know, I feel like if I just say goodbye to everybody, it's like, you know, we've got each of the years has so an identity within themselves. They're so connected. You know, I'd love it for the lead teachers to just to unmute yourself and just, you know, sort of say a couple words for each of the classes, and then we're gonna have to say goodbye for the weekend, for the year. So anyway,
hey. Me. I love you guys. Thank you so much. This has been such an awesome year and year two. It's like you students have just like, oh my God, heart opening. And I've actually enjoyed this Zoom thing. So it's like, you know, I'm kind of like living in this virtual space and I like it. So thanks so much. And thank you, Reese.
Well, Mike, you know, that video just showed your talent was just like, we hardly even scratched the surface on it.
One of the things that I love most about coming to the school is the fun that we have all together, and even virtually, it has still been so much fun. And to all of those third year graduates, I am so amazed at how much you have grown over these 3 years, and I love you guys so much, and second year. You guys are the best. And first year, you're now moving to second year. So congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, first year, I mean, all their crazy came out. They played, they loved, they cried, they did everything. And they are so ready to go to second year. It's been an amazing journey for them this year.
Yeah, I want to just piggyback on what Joy said, and so grateful to have had my class and the first year students, and amazing to pass them on to the second year, and congratulations second years for going into the third year. And I'm so happy that all of you third years are graduating. I miss you. I feel so proud of you, and like I remember seeing you when you were my students in the first year, and you were all like deer in the headlights now, and you're all like totally groovy and conscious at this point. So it's an incredible transformation, and it's an honor to be a part of it.
Yeah, Ellen and I just wanted to say that we're so proud of being third year teachers, and we've had such an amazing group this year. It's just a powerhouse of a group, and even I think I love teaching in the third year because so many people have so many revelations and so much stuff comes together before even popping today, just coming into totally their own. So I'm so proud of you. Please, I hope every third year feels really, really good. 3 years of this is a lot of work. It's huge. It's decades and decades of fast forward work. And we're so proud of you. And everyone, there is a concert tonight. Each year in your third year, there is a group goal. And this year, obviously, I think you guys knew we were trying to get Jayud Hall here and would have had not been COVID. So now we're having a virtual concert tonight. It will be in this room at 7 o'clock. And I know that everyone would love for you to come, and the chanting, I'm sure, will be amazing. And you can invite your family and turn it on your house, whatever you want. But I think this is really going to be an amazing thing, and hope you'll all join the third years and help celebrate them tonight. It was heroic for them to not only be able to get Jayud Hall to begin with, but then and raise the money to do it, but then return all the money to you. And it's been more than most classes have to do. So be just hands off to the third years about, hands off to the third years for doing all this work. And
yeah. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll be doing, and Jayud Hall will be, we're hoping that he does, or I think we asked him a version of the Om Namah Shivaya, which is what we used on Fifth Chakra Weekend when you all went to like Happy Bye Bye Land. You know, that is a powerful, powerful thing, and he's going to be doing that with us in person tonight on the live stream. So it'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully, I mean. So you have a little break after this, 5:30.
Break, grads.
And then, all right, Joyce. Okay, how'd it go up there in the grads?
Congratulations to year ones, twos, and the year threes. I'm so happy for you guys. This year in grad, oh my God, the transformation has been amazing. How close this group has been, just absolutely incredible. And to maintain that virtually for the weekend, it was just brilliant. So thank you for a wonderful year.
All right, well.
So and to all the TAs and staff and Lisa T and Sarah, oh my God, how did they make this happen this weekend? They're amazing.
Right, pulling it all off. And so let's just have all the TAs just sort of unmute and just say, you know, whatever you want to say. Just say,
love you guys.
Thank you. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Big hugs.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks, year three.
Thank you.
All right. So I just want to finish, by saying that, every year I do this, and this is like in this industry 20 years now, and our school's 15 years, this school specifically has been 15 years. Every year, my faith in humanity increases exponentially. Every year I see people just you know, people that just are, you know, have done some work, they've not, haven't done work, they whatever, and they come into the school, and it's so much easier not to do this work. It's so much easier just to, you know, get along and do the job and have a relationship and do these things. And you lean in at a level that's like, you know, the level of consciousness that's now available. I mean, just from when Lisa can tell you back when we sort of got together and started, you know, in our very first classes, you know, over in wherever we were, Westwood or something. You know, the level of how people are coming into the program now, the level of your intention, the level of your commitment, your level of your awareness, it's so rewarding to see this every year. And you know, and you need to know that you all made a huge commitment to this, and this is not like Arden says, this is decades of accelerated you know, transformation. You know, a lot of people will do the program and say, oh my God, I've been in therapy for 20 years and I haven't moved that far in 20 years. And this that takes courage. It takes a whole new breed of person. And so, you know, so I believe that, you know, as much as I sometimes, you know, like have my creative idealist thing about, you know, things going on in the world, I do believe that the consciousness in the world is increasing at an exponential rate, and you all are the leaders. You are right out in front. And so I just want to honor that in each one of you, and, you know, and tell you how much I appreciate your finding us and committing and doing this work, because this is the work that's going to change the world. And you're the ones, I'm just poking you. You're the ones who are going to take it out there and really do it. So thank you, everybody. And we'll be back on here at 7 o'clock for Jayutal, and right on this same bat time, same bat station. Boy, that probably ages me. But so we'll see you back at 7 o'clock. And you know, so, and I look forward to talking with all of you that, you know, that are re-signing up and have questions or anything like that. This week is all for that. So I'm available. And coaching students, we are going to pick a date. You know, we're not going to go tomorrow. You guys take a nice day off tomorrow, and we'll pick a date in the next couple of weeks, and we'll get that last coaching day in. So, all right, everybody, love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
It was a great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Virtual hugs.
Bye, everybody. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
We're going to stay on with the teachers for just a minute here.
Thank you so much.